morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. We have great specials on vitamin, of course, Iron Earth for your plants. Not necessarily have to do it in the spring. Just anytime your plants, your tomato plants, your flowers, anything that grows in the ground, basically, besides worms, I guess, anything else that grows in the ground, can benefit from the Iron Earth, having incredible results with that. Check that out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. This week, we've had a really diverse and big-hitting variety of shows. Throughout the week, Rebecca Friedrichs has been on, talking about the public school system, what's being taught, comprehensive sex education, the union, teachers union, her Supreme Court fight. We've had that interview, which is fantastic. We've had Robert Tactalian to talk about oral health. That's why vitamin are so important, the mouthwash. Really, really, ladies and gentlemen. He gave me a little tip that, if you're getting a little cold or whatever, just rinse with Vitamir three or four times. The mouthwash, because it's got zinc in it, and it'll kill that bacteria in the back of your mouth. The same thing it's doing for your oral health. I said, wow, great. So I've been trying that. It works. Boom. Works fantastic. So try that. We've also had Massimo Mazzucco, and everything, it's like moon all the time. Tomorrow, I believe, is the anniversary. Tomorrow. And he says without question, 100%, who he is. Look, ladies and gentlemen, he's not some, teenager running a dark room in his house or anything. Massimo Mazzucco is a award-winning, well-known Italian filmmaker, became a documentary, big feature film, became a documentary filmmaker by some of the things that he learned and became a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist, as he says. He says, without question, himself, other high-level photographic experts, high level. I mean, this is beyond repute. They laugh at the idea that the pictures that NASA's put out, that came from the moon. They laugh at it. There is no way. There is no way that those pictures. Now, does that mean we didn't go to the moon? No, not necessarily. Like he says, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Maybe they had backup photos because they couldn't get, maybe a lot of things. The photos that they are presenting, the evidence that they are presenting is fatally flawed. That's what he said. If you've missed those interviews, fantastic. Today, if you're going to make a list of the top five most important people that have ever been on a show, one of them would have to be our next guest today. After we're going to do news, and then we'll get to her, Charlotte Iserby. And we're going to approach it a little different way. Of course, she's getting up there, and so you never know when the last time she'll be. We never know when any of us will be the last time. But we're going to focus on her family and Skull and Bones and then get into the school aspect of it. She was there. She has family ties to this organization. They, when you hear that word they, what are they doing? Well, she is key. If you're going to name the most important whistleblowers, the most important books of the 20th century, now 21st century, of the truth movement, she is on that list, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll tell the story about the list of the Skull and Bone members, her work with Anthony Sutton, or really Anthony Sutton's work with her, and, of course, her book, Dumbing Down of America, and Back to Basics before then. So that'll be a great interview. Stick around to that. I'm going to have to introduce this. We have a lot of new listeners. And if you don't know Charlotte Iserby, I don't think you comprehend. It's impossible to comprehend really how important and how key and how central she is. And so stick around for that, and I'll try to introduce better and really get into her. Very important, very important. So stick around for that. It's Feel Good Friday. Hope you have a great weekend coming up. We're going to have a great show in the meantime. Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again, Dan. Another great day in America.
Another great day in America.
Hot, too.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where you live, but it is hot and humid.
Humid.
Washington, D.C. is set to break a bunch of records. Stay inside. Hydrated. Hydration.
Yeah.
Willard water. Add some Willard water. Really, you need it. Okay, we'll get straight to the news. Then we'll have Charlotte on. Trump says the U.S. ship downed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. Says that we have warships there, the tensions. I still can't get a concrete idea what in the world's going on. Okay.
I don't know either.
I know what they claim. The story right after this one here in the news, the first one, Trump says we downed a U.S. drone. Somebody's telling Trump that we downed a, downed an Iranian drone.
Okay. Tit for tat.
Right. Tehran pipes back and says,
no,
the U.S. never downed one of our chunks. And they would know because those things cost money.
They do cost money. Just like the camera work on King Kong.
Yeah, that's a movie reference. Anyway, so Tehran denies that U.S. ever did that, ever destroyed. So what's going on? You're right. So what's going on? When you hear things like this, conflicting stories like this, you know something fishy's up and something. I don't know.
Don't pay too much attention to it yet.
Well, why wouldn't I pay too much attention to it? It's only, you know, the cradle of all the conflict in the whole world, right?
I don't.
You don't? Well, all right, that's good. Let's go with that. Okay. Until we don't have anything really significant to report about except the rumor.
Said, he said she shed, she shed, and she said shabada.
Seashells and all that, yeah.
Try it.
We have the rumor, and there's some evidence for this, that Iran's going to have a unilateral agreement with America.
Bottom line, and that's what I think is going to happen. They're going to have a unilateral agreement about their nuclear weapons, so that's what I'm shooting for.
In another part of the world, Vietnam demands China withdraw a vessel from South China Sea. So Vietnam doesn't like China.
They don't like each other, so that might actually... I would put more stock into that than the last one.
Well, China's not about to invade Vietnam. Come on.
No, but they might stir things up a little.
Violent confrontations rock Puerto Rico protests demanding the governor step down.
Okay. Well, he should step down.
Right. We did a story, two, three, four days ago, mm-hmm. whatever it was, that basically a private government, that's an oxymoron, right? There shouldn't be a private government meeting. But anyway, a government meeting that was supposedly, they felt was private, but got leaked all over the internet.
Yeah.
And they said some pretty harsh things just kind of, you know, backdoor humor or whatever you want to say, and
embarrassed them,
and really put the bullseye on them.
Well, I mean, they got tons of money down there from the U.S. and they squandered it. So, I mean, that guy's got to go.
Governor Ricardo Rossello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to go. They still don't have electricity down there. We've sent them plenty of money to fix all that stuff.
DOJ set to free, ask Haiti. It was the same place that Haiti
money
went.
No.
Go ask him where the Haiti money went.
Yeah, he's got to go.
DOJ set to free 3,000 prisoners as criminal justice overhaul takes hold. This is great. Clinton had a ton to do with this. I mean, black people should detest the Clintons.
Oh, they should.
How they throw the black people in jail. They get caught with, a little marijuana and they're in jail for 7 years or 10 years or 20 years or life.
Yeah.
Come on. So they're letting people go.
She believes as a singer did.
As singer. Margaret Singer.
Margaret Singer.
Why do you say that?
Because she believed they're weeds and they have to be destroyed.
Well, why do you say that? It's pretty strong.
Look what she was doing to
Well, by her actions.
She didn't say that.
Yeah.
But I said thought.
Oh, by her actions. It certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
The head of, or the founder of Planned Parenthood, anyway. We have a caller, Dave from New York. Let's get this one, couple last stories, and we'll go to Dave in 1 second. The future of the city is childless. This is from the Atlantic in a pretty big article. It's talking about the revival. A lot of cities, New York was one of them. In the 70s, it was an absolute trash hole, even into the 80s. Giuliani had a lot to do with cleaning it up. Constitutionally or not, it got cleaned up. And so money started to flow back in. What's that called? Gentrification? cities. Right. New York
Times
is an example
used
of this.
It used to be XXXXX until Giuliani came along and cleaned it up. Now they got Disney.
Now it's Lion King.
Yeah, now it's Disney, and they're devil worshippers.
Which is worse.
Yeah.
at least the one you know to avoid.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, this article goes into all these major cities, New York. I know Atlanta, where we grew up, the similar situation went on after the Olympics, where it really changed. Atlanta, the city, became a better place to live than some of the suburbs. The actual city did. And so this article goes into the population decline. These major cities, 15% less population births. You do that year after year, it's in the
end. There goes your country.
Yeah, there goes the city. Yep. You know, there goes your populations and what have you. And you've seen places like St. Louis. You've seen people leave the Rust Belt. You know, they leave because of manufacturing, whatever. So the future of the city, is it childless? I hope not. Time Magazine calls for migration brainwashing courses in school. An article in Time Magazine calls for special courses, special. You know, like everything's special nowadays.
Yeah.
To be introduced in schools to teach children that mass migration is a positive thing in order to combat the extremist view that it isn't. It's extreme.
To think not.
It's extreme to think that mass migration is not positive for a country.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I guess I'm extreme. Well, I'm extreme then. Yeah.
It's not good for our country.
You're extremist.
I am.
Here's one right here. I see one. I see him. He's right here. Extreme.
I got him.
Extreme.
I got my 45.
You're going to have to. You might have to. Let's hope not. We hope not come to that. We got a caller, Dave in New York. Let's go to Dave. Dave in New York. It's been a while, my friend. God bless you. How you doing?
Pretty good. Good morning, Daniel and Uncle. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, you guys were trying to figure out who AOC was for real. And I have proof that she is AI
a man?
OC. No, artificial intelligence OC.
Oh.
And actually, back when the Democrats were getting along rather well in the beginning, Joe Biden discovered part of this. Now, her brain isn't a high-tech computer. It's better than the one that went to the moon way back when, but it's not as good as Atari. Not as good as Atari, because Joe came up behind her and was like stuck his head down in her hair and was sniffing her or whatever, and he grabbed her ears and he, you know, for whatever reason, turned one backwards, one forward, or whatever, and he actually could hear he was playing the game Pong inside her head.
Now, that's very good.
Now they also, you know, they've used AIOC to break James Bond. The Chinese kid captured Bond and they threw him into the solitary confinement in pitch blackness with AIOC and a Tickle Me Elmo that you couldn't shut off. After 3 days, the Chinese go, "Mr. Bond, are you ready to talk now?" And he said, "I'll tell you anything you want to know. Just get me out of here." I don't know if you noticed, but but James Bond isn't coming back anymore after this episode that he's going to be in this time. Seriously.
And, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know how James Bond was broke.
Oh.
Well, that's good. How have you been doing? It's been so long since I talked to you. You been doing okay?
Yeah. Pretty good. You know, spiritually things are really popping, you know. You know, you get yourselves in trouble, and you know the feeling, okay? But you never feel more alive than when you are back in Christianity and Jesus.
What part of New York are you from?
Upstate. Not far from Albany. No, we're not down there in that.
Yeah,
I have wild animals up there.
They are.
It's very good to hear from you. Is there anything, you know, something important on your mind you'd like to tell our audience? I mean, you just mentioned that when you're in the middle of something, you're in the middle of this contest or whatever, then you feel alive, you feel power. Do you want to talk about that? I mean, anything. Last thought, go ahead. Anything you want to say?
Actually, that video that was available, it was the final cut, you know, of the In Power movement. It's the final cut. It's a double edition, and it shows everything about how 5G and everything that's coming along. And if you watch that, it actually shows you that how not to take, legally, not to take smart meters on your house. And
ooh.
It goes like this. If you don't say anything about it, then you automatically give them the right to give it to you after a certain period of time.
Yeah, you opt in.
Initially, when you find out about it and you respond to them, then that's when you have the actual right not to have a smart meter on your house, and you've got to let other people know. But it's the final cut of that Empower Movement DVD.
DVD. Well, very good.
Yep.
I'm sure that a lot of people will like that. That's very important. This is always a big issue. Dave, it's a pleasure. Call in anytime. We'd love to talk to you. And do you have any question for Charlotte later? Anything you want me to ask her?
Just about what the, because I know she had her father's and grandfather's papers on that, and I'm sure we're going to hear all about it, because I don't know if you ever noticed, but people that have are so smart and have everything, it doesn't include the rest of us. Our elimination is what's included, not, building humanity up. It's them having everything for themselves.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to get into that part of it. That's really moving when you hear her discuss her discovery of her family's, deep involvement in this. It's pretty powerful. But anyway, God bless Dave.
Thank God for her. Yep.
Yes. God bless you, Dave, and stay strong out there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't heard from Dave in a while. That's great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you can call anytime. Please don't wait for an invitation. 844-769-2944. So don't, anytime you want to call about whatever we're talking about or anything. So get back to the news. We got a little bit of time before Charlotte's on. Berkeley to replace manhole, quote unquote manhole, other gender specific language in city code.
I don't even know what manhole means. What does manhole mean?
You don't know what a manhole is?
Yeah, it's on the street.
Right.
So they don't like that saying?
They're going to call a maintenance hole.
Oh,
so
okay.
Instead of using the word man.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You got it now?
Right, yeah. Man, it could have been, they could have changed it to man-woman hole if they wanted to.
Well, this is so dangerous, and I can remember when this first started coming in, I don't know how many years ago, this push started to come. We're all part of man. The Bible says we are mankind.
That's right.
And so women get offended or whatever. It's a divide and conquer. We are man. That's our species, man.
Mm-hmm. Mankind.
And so that's a manhole. And so it just happens to be that, the male, female, whatever. This is ridiculous.
They're
this
morons.
Is divide and conquer.
Yes.
This is to teach 4-year-olds that they don't have a gender.
Put an M on their forehead.
M, moron. M, walking around. Moron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Done.
All right. Top scientists revealed how Google and Facebook are going to steal the 2020 election. This is a very important story.
This story scares the bejesus out of me.
Okay. Well, Dr. Robert Epstein went in front of Congress. Go ahead and talk about the basics of this.
Well, he told them that they already have stolen in 2016 2.5 million extra votes for Clinton. And now they've got it so sophisticated they could, just with one push of a button, get an extra 15 million votes for the Democrats this year.
What you're talking about Google.
Google.
Google censorship, Google's algorithms.
Right, algorithms.
Manipulating the algorithms.
Yep.
So how it works is when you go, you search a, whatever.
Well, you type in the Founding Fathers, and first thing that pops up is not the Founding Fathers. It's Snopes saying how bad the Founding Fathers
right.
are.
Right. Yeah, they're losers.
Right,
yeah.
They're losers.
First thing is
first thing, instead of getting it. And that can affect the vote.
And Trump's policy on economic growth.
Yeah,
the first thing that comes up is not economic growth. It's something.
He's
lying.
So,
he's lying about something totally different.
Yeah, that's how they can affect the public brainwashing.
I think anybody who's been paying attention, who has used Google, which obviously I have had to over the last few years, anybody who uses on a regular basis knows it does not work the same.
It does not. You can't find what you're looking for. I look for that Teddy Roosevelt quote about, he was a socialist. He was a socialist. And as people have, but I couldn't find that. He was talking about some socialist stuff that I really wanted to bring to the show. I couldn't find it anymore.
Well, so many things, even from our book. When I wrote the book, Forever 1776, it was easy to find these stories.
Easy to find clips.
Yep. I didn't even include references. And part of the book, I said, hey, I encourage people to look these up themselves. I should have put references because you can't even find them anymore.
Yeah.
The next book I write will have detailed references because where are you going to find this stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz introduces resolution to, well, here, before we go to the next story.
And did you notice that hardly any congressmen were there? That's because they're probably all paid by Google.
Well, one would surmise that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, one would surmise that. I don't know, but there wasn't.
Or somebody.
There wasn't many people
at
the meeting.
Or DARPA.
Yeah, or
DARPA helped them get their algorithm.
Yeah.
Where is this going to go? Is something going to happen?
The thing that really pisses me off is the American taxpayer paid for it.
We paid
for all this stuff, and now they're using it against us.
Well, that's typical.
Normal. Yeah, of course.
That's typical. I mean, we're so far down the road on that. Where is this going to go? What is going to come from this? Is something going to be done?
Trump doesn't jump.
What Trump can't do, Trump can make. What's going to come of this?
Well, we're
Trump's
gonna,
not
we're
Superman.
Either gonna, we're either going to stop it or we're going to be conquered.
Meaning who? Who's going to stop this? Congress?
Yeah, the regulators. They could stop
it. They could stop it. This antitrust violates the
very simple antitrust case.
You know, just like the airwaves were a public utility, the internet is a public utility.
Exactly.
All right. Ted Cruz introduces resolution to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization.
They should.
I bet you dollars or donuts that Amon will not vote for that.
I bet you. Yeah, I bet you you're right.
Did you see that? You know, we talked about that squad of those four women. You know, none of them were white. I mean that's okay.
That's
but
right.
But they say they represent women, but they didn't represent white women.
No,
you know,
only...
somebody's calling them the Jihad Squad. I thought that was clever.
I thought that was clever too.
A man who wrote a message in a bottle 50 years ago has been found. Not the man, the message.
Right. Yeah.
The guy's still alive when he's 13 years old in Australia. The message has been found after 50 years. He put six of them out there.
Wow.
And 50 years later, the message has been found. Is that cool or what?
Yeah, that is cool. What did he write in the message?
I didn't say that. Wow. Naperville, Illinois. And some tomato. Thieves stole $9 from a girl's lemonade stand for charity. Police and neighbors rallied to give her more than $300 in return. What I'm impressed by is that the police didn't arrest her for not having a permit.
Exactly.
That's what I'm excited about.
Maybe she had a permit that cost $300.
Maybe they paid a permit fee. When a woman's car broke down, these teens pushed it 5 miles to her home.
I saw that.
This is in Ontario. This is great.
Yeah, that was real good. That was real good. She didn't have money for a tow truck, and they
pushed it 5 miles.
Pushed it 5 miles. Good for them.
Great.
That's
fantastic.
That's helping your neighbor.
When you hear these stories, do not let these stories wash over you. Think that this is our existence. No, our existence is in our connection to each other, mm-hmm. our own generosity, our own spirit, our own. Goodness that it can exercise within each other or help each other. I mean, really, this fight is within, inside each one of us. It's not outside. Business group slam house for passing $15 minimum wage. All $15 minimum wage is going to get robots faster at McDonald's. That's all I'm saying. Deutsche Bank, this is a huge story. We'll talk about it more early next week. Deutsche Bank to set up 50 billion euro bad bank. All the toxic assets. Put on the back of the EU taxpayer.
That's right. A lot of banks dumped them in Deutsche Bank.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Charlotte.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, It's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, all the specials we have there, Iron Earth, all the Vitamirs on sale, the Strauss Art Drops. You set up for auto ship and you get a discount. And also, right now, I think there's free shipping on Strauss. I know there is on Strauss Art Drops. So check that out over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, our book, Forever 1776, is there. All those things. Yeah, that's how we get the fuel to put in this engine to go down the road to drive this independent thought, this independent show that is the Power Hour. And you're part of this, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for your support, prayers, and the purchases and donations. Our next guest, Charlotte Iserby is her name. And I'm going to give a little more lengthy introduction than usual because I've got to provide context. There's two massive... When I say massive, I mean massive stories to any show that is like this that Charlotte is right at the center of. And so I got to provide some scope here and some circular thought so we can then go to the middle of this. Charlotte Iserby, her family, Thompsons, Charlotte Thompson Iserby, her father, her grandfather, involved in Skull and Bones. Now, people here in Skull and Bones, you remember there's a movie about it. There's a Hollywood movie. There's been many other shows come out. The Order, this idea of the Order. When we talk, many people, we always say they are doing this. Who is that they? When you start tracing this down and you go a lot of levels and you eventually come back to a little known, very secretive club out of Yale University called Skull and Bones. Her family was involved with this. She didn't realize it growing up. She only came later in life, almost when her father was dead. And that discovery is very powerful. We'll get into that. Who is the Skull and Bones? What are they doing? Are they a secret society that's controlling the world? Are they just a club where they get together and go on their yachts on the weekend? What are they? Okay, that's one thing. And it's a massive story in and of itself. It's endangering. It's life risking. And Charlotte has done it. The other part, Charlotte, her life, some people just have that knack or placed in whatever. They're almost like predestined or whatever you want to call it, that God has a plan for these people. And one of them is Charlotte. Not only was she connected this way to the Skull and Bones, she began to meet people and go in certain circles and became a very high-level Department of Education member of the Reagan administration. She had been introduced to the concept of schools, what's going on in schools, the takeover of schools from the 30s, really in earnest from the 30s. It's probably even before then started, but 30s in earnest began, the 70s, it really accelerated into the 80s. A groundwork was being laid for the complete takeover of our school system. It's to the point now that teachers who are here now, even been here 20 years or so, they don't even see it because they've been inundated from the very beginning. You got to go back 30, 40, 50 years. You know, my mother-in-law who taught for 30 years and been retired for 10, you know, you can talk to her and she can see it because she's, you know, got experience 40 plus years back on this. People who went to school, you know, they remember my uncle or, my mother, she's passed now. She remembers saying the, Lord's Prayer in school. You know, these guys, you can see that if you go back that far. But if you're just talking the last 20 years, all it is acceleration. You're right in the middle of this control grid of what education has become. Not a moral education, but something completely different. If I'm going to look to any institution in this country, obviously the goodness, the morality of the people, that's hard to define, and that's, you can't necessarily control that necessarily to a point. If you're going to talk about a government institution that you want to point to that's been the bane of our existence and the source of our destruction, or would be the source of our destruction, it's the public, quote, government school system. That's my opinion. I believe that wholeheartedly. I will live and breathe with that. I will ride that till the wheels fall off. I know that. And Charlotte has been a whistleblower. If you are going to list over the last lifetime, the five or six most important whistleblowers in this movement, in this type of radio show, independent talk show, independent thought. If you would list the five or six, certainly top 10 whistleblowers, you're talking about Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, books written. I guess you can include, G. Edward Griffin, the creature from Jekyll Island about the Federal Reserve, what exactly the banking institute is. All these, the lies that we've been told. Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy is probably the seminal book in this movement. The seminal book in the early 70s. Charlotte and I will discuss that also and what that did for both of us. But pretty soon after that, you're going to get to Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, Back to Basics, Charlotte Iserby. And what she has risked, the threats on her son's life and how they operate, we'll get into that. And by some miracle, by God's hand, how he's still alive. It is an honor to talk to Charlotte. It is a pleasure. And there's certain people, and she's one of them, and we're very excited to have her on. Charlotte Iserby, my God, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel, and you know, you've put everything sort of in a box very well, and I don't know why I have, ever since I was sort of born, really been plopped in places, you know, not just situations like the Department of Ed, but, you know, the State Department, and then countries that I had no idea were going to turn out to be key countries where, you know, so, and then my own moving up to Maine in, what, 1972 or whatever. And that was when my eyes were, I mean, I just, actually, you know, I've never gotten, I always talk about the white horse I got on. And the horse is so dirty now, you know, that what I found out here when I went through change agent training, a teacher, retired master teacher, contacted me and liked what I was doing on the school board. I didn't even really know what I was doing again. That's Charlotte. I sort of moved backward. I don't know, backwards, forwards, up, down. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm always in the middle of a gigantic plan to change our nation, the world. I'm always in the middle of it and looking around. And you know, just this morning, I was trained to be a change agent. You know, that was the biggie for me. I was taught at that change agent training, which was paid for by the master teacher, how to identify the resistors in my community. That came as such a shock to me because I was a resistor, and I lived in communist countries, and I'd been told by people getting out, you know, in long conversations, how their family members resisted, like in China and Vietnam, and what happened to them. So I never, ever, ever got over that change agent training. I suppose that was the key thing after having lived abroad for many years when I came back to the lovely state of Maine. And that teacher paid, retired teacher paid for me to go. And that was it for me. And I've never been able to get off it because what happened? I guess I was later on really identified, and my son, as resistors. And it just followed us all the way through from the 70s to 2016 when they actually thought he was dead, but he wasn't. You know, so I guess I just thought about that now. It sort of bounced back when I first found out about was being trained to become, to identify resistors, which shocked me. Then I move forward about 40 years, and I find out, yes, I had the same thing happen, my son, that the refugees coming out of China and North Vietnam were telling me about on the boat coming back from the Far East. They were escaping, telling me the stories about what happened to members of their family. So I, in effect, was like a boomerang. I was all of a sudden, we were, my son certainly, we understood what happens to resistors. I saw it. I saw what I was being trained about. I was trying to identify myself. And then I end up finding out that they identified me and my son.
Let me interject
here. I'm just thinking that out right now. It's weird.
Yeah, let me interject for a second so people, they're hearing about this resistor training or change agent training. So put that in context. Was this in the 70s, I think, somebody sent you to? This is about education.
Yes.
You're being sent to a certain class, and in the class or in this conference, they're teaching you in the education system to identify resistors. And you were a resistor, and you're hearing this, and somebody sent you there because I guess they kind of knew what was going on. They wanted you to be aware of this.
Teacher. A master teacher who liked what I was doing on the school board. Everybody else in town, the newcomers, all hated me. The old-time mayors loved me. That's how I got elected. But, no, it was a master teacher who out of the blue called me, and I really hated to pick up the phone because usually it would be somebody beating up on me because I was going against the new global agenda, which covered everything from disgusting sex ed to values clarification, critical thinking, everything. And so I was going against it in the 70s, and they were ripping me apart. And then I got this phone call from a wonderful traditional master teacher taught all over the world. And she told me what I was looking at, but she said, I don't think you understand what you're looking at. I said, I don't. And so she said, I'm paying for you to find out. I went. I found out.
Let me go backwards a little bit, backwards and forwards, because this is a big story. At that moment in time, that changed your whole perspective. You saw firsthand behind the curtain, so to speak. Toto basically pulled the curtain back, and you saw the wizard. And what the wizard was a takeover of values, and the takeover was already in full implementation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It had been planned since 1934, really. I mean, and even further back, you know, then you can go back to, you know, the different groups. You know, but 1934 was the watershed year when the Carnegie Corporation published this little book entitled Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And in that book, which is it's actually a PDF on the web, you can get it, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. It's at my son's website, American Deception, as well. But in there, it says clearly that they would use, as you just said, it's education. They would, you know, these old geezers back then, the top internationalists, who've always been, you know, Federal Reserve types and all this, they said that they would use the schools to change America from a capitalist economic system. They would use the schools to get rid of our capitalist economic system. And they also said in there, when you read it, you can read it for yourself, in some cases they would take our land. Well, that book is just absolute documentation for what has happened. That's past tense, right?
Let's again go backwards and hopefully provide. There's a lot of pieces to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never heard Charlotte before, I'm trying to make sure they get put together for you. Let's go back even further. You grew up, you were in the Northeast there. You went all over the world in different things when you were even young. Because of your family, you were able to meet a lot of other well-known families and sometimes, and at some point in your life, you read the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. I thought this was so fascinating. That's the book that really changed my life as far as my curve on understanding this. You had a similar experience. But also, when you talk about that experience, and two, when you read it and you saw these names, you know, for me, these people seem like far-off monsters or far-off characters or metaphors of themselves. They don't seem like real people. To you, when you read that, you knew these people. You knew their children. This was not a foreign thing. These were people that you knew and had dinner with. Talk about that experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was really know nothing when I got married. I married my Belgian husband in 1964, and then we had a yacht charter business, and he bought a schooner in Brittany and sailed it across the Atlantic to Grenada, and we lived there. That was very important too. That's another highlight because of what happened in Grenada, a Stalinist regime ultimately there. But then we left Grenada and came to Maine, and bang in my face at this change agent training I went through. They used Ronald Havelock's guide to becoming a change agent, which I have still. They used that. They were samples of true stories, true out of the mouths of teachers who had implemented courses in drug ed, sex ed, death ed, everything, how to do it without, you know, and how to identify, okay, the resistors. Well, since I was on the school board and I was a resistor, that, you know, that just blew my mind. So anyway, I'm getting a little smarter. And I'm writing a lot of letters to the paper, and I get a call from a woman up north, a wonderful person, a lot brighter than I was back then. And she said, Charlotte, you know, I love the letters you're writing in the paper, but I think you're missing something. And I said, I think I'm missing plenty. You know, I don't understand what I'm looking at. And she said, I've got a little book for you. I'll come on down. She lived about an hour away. She drove down, and she brought me Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Well, you know, so I take it, and then I wait a few days before I get into it, and then I start getting into it. And I looked, and I saw all these names, as you just pointed out, of important families, and I had gone out with, you know, on dates in New York City, because I was working there in New York City, before I went out to the Far East. I went to the Far East in 1953. So it was probably around 1951, you know, that I was going out with all these guys. And they were very nice, and, you know, I was just a dodo, no nothing, zero. I knew nothing. What year was that? Yes. That's right, in the 50s. I knew nothing. And then we go forward to 73 or 5, I guess. I'm on the school board. I've gone to the change agent training. I'm writing letters. This woman calls. She brings me down the book. And I see all the names of the guys that, the parents of the guys that, that, or the fathers, you know, guys who I was dating. And I go, oh, you know, and then I take the book and I look at my Belgian, highly educated Belgian husband. I've been married to him for a good, what, 12 years by then? And we lived in the West Indies and, you know, I was living a great life. I enjoyed working on the boat and charterers and everything and a beautiful part of my life. And I looked at him and said, do you know anything about this? I gave him my husband, Gary Allen's book. And he looked at me and said, yeah, sure. I said, you know about this? And he said, yes. I said, well, how do you know about it? He said, well, I learned all about it in school. We had been very well educated, Jesuit schools in Belgium, right?
Wow.
He had a history professor for 4 years. Every time the history professor would, you know, leave the boys, leave the room, every day he'd say, okay, bye-bye. Don't forget the Russian bear. No. So I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And he said, well, I thought you knew.
No, did you tell him? No, they don't tell us these things in America, sweetheart.
Oh, you know, I mean, that's right. But that really, oh, dear Gary Allen, you know, I knew a lot of those guys from California and all the fantastic California crowd, you know, from Southern California, Jim Townsend, and they're all gone now. And when I went to work for Reagan, they found out I was going to go work for him.
Hold on 1 second. Let's go back. You read the book, and you're seeing these names of families that you knew, and you're saying, wow, I went out with this guy's son, and he's, if for anybody who's never read None Dare Call It Conspiracy, okay, Gary Allen worked with a former congressman, I think Larry Abraham. He had records involved with the United States records and congressional records, what have you, documents. Gary Allen and he worked together. They put the whole thing together, outlining basically the communist takeover, whatever word you want to use, the globalist takeover of the American system. This is the seminal book, the most important book, I would say, without question, on this type of information that's ever been. And so that's what this book is. So
this kind of information is absolutely critical, more so than anything except the Bible.
Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. So what, again, I want to get back to you personally. You're reading these families' names. You knew these families. I mean, that's got to throw you for a loop. Like, oh my, you know, you probably thought, wow, he was very nice at dinner. I enjoy him. He seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know they were raving in wolves underneath. I mean, what goes through your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting there is when I was going out with them all, I was working in a big law firm in New York City, Davis Polk, too, which is totally involved in the global system, all the people at Davis Polk. And I was getting tired of these, not tired of these guys. I thought, is this what my life is really all about? That I'm just going to, you know, these fancy clubs and out for dinner and all the guys. I called them. I remember one of them was a really nice guy. I said, I can't stand all of you. You're just custards. You're all out of the same mold. And then it was during the Korean War, and I said, I'm going abroad. He said, what? He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Korea. I'm going to go. I want to get out of this environment. I want to find out about the rest of the country, people, you know, the GIs, the guys out there. I want to broaden my horizon from this with all these, I call them custards, really. It was more like Jell-O or something. I mean, they were all the same. They were just all the same, and they were nice, but they were all the same. And so he gets upset with me, and he said, "You can't do that. You're only 23 years old." And I said, "I don't care. Well, anyway, My mother had been American Red Cross, always a volunteer when they're bringing the guys back from the front, you know, in Europe, the horrible war over there, bringing them into Mitchell Field, and she was a volunteer for Red Cross for 30, 40 years. And, you know, so I was sort of brought up with that around me, volunteerism. And so she thought it was just a good idea. Can you imagine my parents being so dumb? I mean,
yeah, that's
my father, you know, my father did cry when I left. This is the innocent Skull and Bones father, right? My grandfather wasn't innocent at all. But my father, he gets pretty upset about his little daughter leaving. Well, Mom thought it was a wonderful idea. So down, she takes me down to Washington. I end up, you know, over in, they change my orders. I end up at a Strategic Air Command base on Guam. Well, that was really great. There were only about 30 American women on the island. We had something like 1,000 officers and servicemen. You know, that, I mean, can you imagine? And I was there for a year, and that, you know, so I did that, and then they got terrified because my parents got pretty terrified because then they shipped me up to Hokkaido, Shitose, Hokkaido, an Air Force base. And that was very interesting because there were no women around for these guys. So there were, you know, whorehouses galore all over all outside the basin. So Life magazine does a cover story, big picture, and it's called Shitose, Hokkaido, the Sex Circus of the World.
Mm.
And my parents see that.
Oh, my God. There's the music. Hang tight. Hang tight. Yeah, hang tight, Charlotte. Stay tuned. We'll, on the other side of the break, we'll get more into this, more into details with the one and only Charlotte Iserby, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.